17.
Amen.
Heart, and I went to an old-fashioned altar of prayer, and the Lord moved in my life. And I've never been the same since. I'm glad I can sit here tonight, stand, whatever. I can say it tonight. I know something about God's grace. I know what He did for me. I know the change He made in my life. If you don't know nothing about it, friend, you can know something about it tonight. You can go to this altar and get right with God. Get your life straightened out. I promise you, He is the type of God that can straighten out any life. I don't care how far you've gone or what you've done. I'm glad that God is still able to take the wickedness of sin and purge it from your heart and save your soul and make you a new creature in Christ. Friend, if you don't know nothing about that, you ought to get in this altar tonight. I know something about God's grace.
No!
life all the way back to the cross and eons of time. And
yeah.
Now, Lord, look forward and saw us.
Yeah.
We can talk about, I certainly can talk to you about the 25th of June, 1989, and God. It's all fit to shine His love.
Come on,
God.
Yeah.
And save me and put me in His family. But I'm glad we don't have to go back that far to find out.
Come on!
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. It's good to be in the house of God tonight, ain't it? I guarantee you it's good weather around here. If you endure in this weather, I'd hate to be in your shoes. It's good weather around here. I hear they calling for bad weather out there. That's what I hear. But you know we're in the safest place that we can be is in the house of God tonight. Amen. We're in the safest place. And it's been raining a little bit in here. I like that rain.
Amen.
God, y'all with me, ain't you? And I like to help it. I don't want to hurt it. I want to help it.
Yes, sir.
This is what we need tonight, old-time religion. And I know in most places it's a thing of the past, but it still gets the job done. Amen.
Amen.
Count it a privilege and honor to be here tonight, Brother Toby, inviting us. I thank you, brother, and appreciate the church. Good to have some of our folks. I was sitting over a while ago. I enjoyed that good choir singing.
Amen.
I like that good choir singing.
Amen.
And that's old time. I enjoyed that. And I was looking at some. I've had several just show up here tonight. I didn't know this coming. And I got more here tonight than I had in the second Sunday, Pastor. What about that? That hope to me, amen?
Amen.
Huh?
Yep.
And I thank the good Lord for that, amen? I'll ask you if you will take your Bibles tonight and go to the book of Exodus, chapter number 17.
Yep.
It is so good to see everybody in the house of the Lord, all these good preachers, all these good singers. What a blessing. And I just praise His good name. Got a whole bench full of young'uns over here wanting old-time religion. And I like that. Amen. I was preaching this past week and had several of our young preachers with us. And I want to indoctrinate our young preachers old-time religion.
Amen.
I'm out to absolutely learn them in the old-time way.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
Now somebody said, well, I can't understand everything you say. I'd rather hear a preacher I couldn't understand but know what he meant,
yeah,
than hear a preacher that I could understand everything and not know nothing that he meant.
Amen.
I got something to get excited about. Amen.
Yes.
Isaiah said to cry aloud,
yeah,
and spare not my children.
Yep.
Of their transgressions.
Yes, sir.
You know what we need is somebody to get up,
yeah,
and roar back,
yeah,
and preach,
yeah,
like a dying man to a dying world.
Amen.
If your house was on fire and your babies was in there, you'd be screaming to the top of your lungs for somebody to help you. That's what I've been doing most every night of my life since,
yeah,
God called me to preach. Yes, I'm trying to get people out of the fire. I'm trying to keep people from going to the fire. Amen. And then I'm trying to get people to get around the fire. Hello. Hey, y'all, that's a parallel of the fire. There's a fire to run from, but there's a fire to run to. I'm glad the fire that I run from, I got a hold of the fire to run to. One day, it's going to be loud. It's going to be loud. Either where you go, heaven, they're shouting. Hell, they're screaming. Amen. Don't let this bother you, neighbor. Glory to God, it's good. Hallelujah.
I'd
rather wire out for God than to make success for the devil and the world be pleased. Amen. His holy name. We serve a mighty God. That's what you gonna do, preacher, when gas goes at $5 a gallon? I'm just gonna trust God. He's brought us this far. I believe He'll carry us all the way home, glory to God. Praise God. Just good to be here. There ain't no need in you sizing me up. And there ain't no need in me sizing you up. I say the weather's good. The weather's good.
Yes, sir.
Thank God. I'll invite you to stand with me. If all possible, if you're physically able. If you're not, you can remain seated. I want to preach with the help of God tonight on this subject. Would you look at me? I've come to preach to you.
Amen.
I'm not preaching to that crowd out there.
Right.
These aren't preachers. Every message they preach is that crowd out there.
Right.
And we in here needing some help.
Amen.
Right. I've come to preach to you.
Hey.
And I had to get this for you, go get it.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost preached it to me.
Yeah.
And I've been living it now for several days and preached it a few times, and God has burdened me. I'll preach on this thought. You can't quit. You must go on. You can't quit. I'm not going to give you an option tonight. You can't quit. We got enough of these preachers giving options. I ain't going to give you no options. You can't quit. The devil done told you to quit. You done thought about quitting. I ain't talking about this little whiny 21st century walking around wanting to quit to get everybody to teach him. I'm talking about some deep trials and some deep travail and some dark hours, and the devil's about to beat you up, and you done about to beat out. I want to say you can't quit.
Yeah.
They ain't no need you entertaining the thought no more. Somebody said, well, preachers, that don't help anybody. I want to say, if it's just to help one individual, it'll be worth me preaching a message just so one will get some help.
Yeah.
You said, preacher, I'm on the mountaintop. Hallelujah. You may be in the valley tomorrow.
You're right.
You can't quit.
Amen.
Friend, you can't quit.
Right.
Ain't no need even thinking about it.
Amen.
Oh, preacher, you can't quit. You must go on.
Bless you.
I Exodus 17 and verse number 4. I got a lot of verses, but I'm going to read two for sake of time. Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto this people? What a question.
Amen.
How many of you pastors, you've asked that question?
Yes.
Here's why I asked that question. Because they be almost ready to stone me.
Right.
Yep. Hello. Feel like somebody's breathing down your throat, and they're trying to grab you by the heels to body slam you.
Amen.
You know they're wanting Truth Baptist to fold up and close down.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They're wanting Skyline Baptist to close down.
Amen.
But I got good news. We're not going down. We're going up.
Amen.
Verse number 5. And the Lord said unto Moses, we can preach all night on what the Lord said. The Lord done been saying some things around here tonight. The Lord done said some things in your heart. You ain't even testified about it. When they're singing about seeing him, he come by and whispered, it'll be in the morning. And the Lord said, just get a hold of what the Lord says. He said unto Moses, here it is, go on before the people, and take with thee the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand and go. You may be seated. Father, in Jesus' name tonight, I thank you for the grace, and I thank you for the mercies of God. I'd ask you, Lord Jesus, to empower me with the Holy Ghost to preach a message to your people tonight. God, we are come with a heavy heart. We need an encouraging word to put in the heart of your bride. For the battles in this place tonight are very great. The warfare that has taken place at this place, my place, and all of these other preachers' place, well beyond the churches, the homes that are represented here tonight, the warfare that is above our head. Lord, the warfare that is in our heart, help us to go on tonight.
Yes.
Help us, oh God, to march on in the midnight hour. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. All of God's people said,
amen.
Let me lay a brief foundation for the word tonight that God has put in my heart. I've got three things I want to bring to our teaching that Moses is dealing with the children of Israel murmuring over water.
That's right.
Yeah. Their biggest complaint and chiding with Moses is they have no water.
Right.
What is water in our Bible? Represents the Word of God.
Right.
What's amazing me and our churches across our country tonight is there's water in the pulpit and they still murmur.
Right. Yeah. Amen. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Most of our churches have no water and they don't murmur.
Right.
Be careful how we treat the water.
Amen.
Be careful how we treat the Word of God.
Amen.
May I say to you that Moses had already seen the hand of God working miracles on the backside of the desert.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Moses had already witnessed God delivering the children from Pharaoh back into his hands. Moses and those children had already seen God do great and marvelous things in their lives.
Yes, sir.
But I find them coming down to where they're all needing a drink of water. Instead of parting the Red Sea, instead of delivering them from the hand of Pharaoh, and how they saw God do that, where was their faith for a cup of water?
Amen.
Aren't you and I the same way tonight? At God, when something large comes in our life, we'll band together and we'll march together and we'll hold arms and watch God do great things. But when something of small stature in our life, something that is silly, something that is hindered, that we find ourselves in great confusion and great conflict with our brothers and our sisters and arguing over small things.
Yes, sir.
I'll admit to you tonight, I want to be an honest preacher and I'm a grace preacher. Don't be scared of me. My wife is not with me tonight. She's been gone several days with some ladies in our church. I'm a happy married man, but I'm going to admit a fault to you in my home. Me and her have went through some large battles together. Not even one word of discussion of the matter. But you let something small and simple and silly, we had some words over it.
Yes, sir.
Don't die on me, neighbor. Look up in here.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Don't lose me now. I'm just being quite honest with you tonight.
Amen.
We've got enough of preachers lying from the pulpit. I need to preach the truth. I've got problems just like you've got problems. Some of my brethren that I love dearly, something great could happen and we conquer it, but something small of an opinion or a doctrine that we may not hook up on, we begin to cross hairs.
Amen.
Are you bearing witness with me?
Yes, sir.
So what I want to say is Moses is with the children of Israel and they're murmuring for a drink of water. And Moses finds himself, God, I need some help.
Amen.
These people about to stone me over a cup of water.
That's right.
These people are so upset and shouting amongst one another and coming against me. God, what am I going to do? What did God say? He said to go on.
Amen.
I don't see, I'm probably going to hurt myself tonight. It's some good liberty in here. I don't get this everywhere I go. Most of the time I got my liberty in my pockets. I don't need it tonight. I'm going to keep them down because I don't need no more than what I have now. I want you to see something tonight. What God tried to whisper in your heart through the songs and the preacher's exhortation is for you to go on.
Amen.
It's for you to tell the devil what he can do and where he can go.
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, preacher, I'll testify. I'll give the devil a black eye. Be careful saying that.
Amen. Amen.
That makes me real nervous when somebody hollers, I'd like to give the devil a black eye. I am no match to Satan.
Amen.
Somebody said, boy, me and the devil fought and I won. Let me remind you, I've never won a battle yet. But the one that's living in me, the one that's leading me, the one that's loving me, he's won every battle. three areas why you can't quit tonight in this one verse. Will you keep your Bible open with me tonight? And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people.
Right.
I want to say that's the congregation.
Amen.
The Lord has given to us. The congregation is why I can't quit.
Amen, Lord.
Good congregation here tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Wonderful crowd.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful crowd.
Amen.
But I want to say something in this number tonight. I'll not preach all of them. I trust the Holy Ghost to pin it to your heart, seat it to your soul. But there's three areas that I do want to talk about. This congregation. There's some weary people in our presence.
Stay on, preacher.
Right.
Stay on.
Some weary people.
Right.
Now somebody said, preacher, we want to hear one of them high hang from the chandeliers. This might be one of them that God will put in your soul that you will hang from the chandelier 10 years from the night.
Amen.
I'm interested in having a good blowout meeting, but I'm interested in having a blowout for the next 10 years.
Amen.
Most people live for one service. I want to live for the next decade at the glory and the power of God and Paul in this place. Because somebody made their mind up in spite of the congregation. They're just going to go on.
Yes, sir.
You said, what kind of people is in the congregation? They some weary people.
Yes, sir. Brother.
I want to see. I see some hoary heads.
Yes,
I read my King James Bible.
Amen.
And you might be one of them in what gets you a little dye put up there. That's between you and the Lord. Somebody holler amen.
Amen.
My wife was standing in front of me and she said, I can't handle this gray. She said, I ain't but 32. I said, wait till you're 42. Amen. She said, living with you is what this gray is coming from. Come on, you women folk. Get on the wagon with me. I don't give a rip what color my hair is. Amen. But them women folk, they tell this a little bit different about that. I said, what are you going to do about that? Well, I'm going to do my best to help her. Somebody holler amen. I said, but it's going to look real bad when you're walking around pushing an old man around and looking 40 years younger than me. Amen. She'll say, look at that poor little old daughter having to push her daddy around. Amen. What do you say? I'm talking about the hoary heads. You're weary of the journey because of days and darkness and depression.
Say on,
brother. Tried to raise your kids right and they forsook the things of God. Does not make you a bad person.
Amen.
Somebody said, well, I've heard that verse all my life. It won't return. His word won't return void and raise a child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. He'll not depart from it. Hey, he might leave the church, but that cannot depart from him or her. When they're out in sin, it's still in their heart because of a faithful mom and daddy that buried it in their soul. Just go find your corner somewhere and call on God one more time. God will hear your prayer of the weariness of your walk tonight.
Amen.
I got a hey, son, I could preach a long time there. I want to say not only there's a weary crowd, there's a worried crowd. Some of you old timers may not be near as worried as some of us young timers. Hello. Any of y'all know anything about worry? Huh? Schizophrenia. Come on, neighbor. If all of us would get honest, there's 4 or 5 of us.
Right.
I was pulling in the Kroger parking lot and there's cars everywhere and people just stand right in the middle of the road and read their receipt. Ain't that about the dumbest thing you've ever seen? My kids and women, I said, boys, I said, my patience is wearing thin. I'm wanting to honk the horn. And the Holy Ghost says, go right ahead. Somebody will see you.
Right.
Man, preachers, we can't go nowhere. You hear me?
Nowhere.
I mean nowhere. I no more got out of the car and somebody hollered, hey, preacher. And the Lord said, see there, if you'd honk the horn. I said, Lord, this one time, please. This just one time, camouflage me. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets, let's just get real honest. It gets old sometimes, don't it? Can't even go to Walmart. Aisle 12, you're trying to help them out of discouragement. Aisle 13, they got you hemmed up about their home. Aisle 14, they're needing some money to pay the power bill. Aisle 15, they want to tell you about your kid. It's going to make it all A's. Y'all could go on, couldn't I?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about what? I woke up the other night, it's 12:30. I said, where's that grocery list? She said, what in the name of God are you going to do? I said, I'm going to Walmart. She said, at 1 o'clock in the morning? I said, sure I am. Can I go with you? I said, how much Benadryl did you give them kids? Amen. Huh? Hello?
Amen.
I'm talking about just sometimes you feel like you can't take the more. I mean, you just about to pull your heart out of your head. Don't know. I want you to understand something. You can't quit. Go on, honey. Pray one more time. Because my God will supply all of your needs. And He said to be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and thanksgiving and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. Just go tell God one more time. That's your word. I'm talking about we've got to go home, coach, congregation.
That's right.
Not only the weary, the worry, but the wounded. I got to slow down right here. What about the wounded?
Help him.
Somebody wounded tonight? Anybody got any wounds? I just want to step on out here, preacher. I've tried to come to help you people, not to hurt them.
Amen.
Somebody said, we need one of them evangelistical style messages. I'm just preaching what God put in my heart.
Amen.
I had one I thought I was going to preach, but He said, this is where you're going to go tonight. I'm talking about wounds.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking, do you know there's several different types of wounds? Did you know there's wounds that people can see that are publicly?
Yes, sir.
And they might kill us. But let me get over here. What about them wounds that are privately?
Amen.
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 I'm here to help somebody tonight.
Go ahead.
I'm talking about them wounds that you can't tell nobody about.
Yeah.
I ain't got no rocks in my pockets. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I wouldn't be standing here tonight. I'm telling you, the Bible said the heart is desperately wicked. No man knoweth it. The
Amen.
Lord tried it.
Amen.
Let me show you how spiritual you'll testify what you thought today. How many of you thought things you didn't want to think?
Amen.
And you tried to pray and get a hold of God, and all the hell crawled on your mind. I want to say, if you need to come on the altar, you just come on right while I'm preaching. I'll be more than happy to quit.
Amen.
If I need to keep going, the Lord let me know. I'm talking about in the mind, the bogs and the pressures of mind. Brother Toby, I got down before in the prayer room and said, oh God, help us in Jesus' name. And about 7 hellhounds crawl on my mind and start bringing things up. And I don't even want to say things that I ain't even ever thought like that. Is anybody bearing witness with me? I'm talking about wounds that you cannot discuss with nobody. I want to say you can't quit. Glory to God when the devil's reminding you of how bad you are and how bad you've been. Won't you remind him of how good God's been? Why don't you tell him what God done for you? You used to spend your Saturday night down at the honky tonk, but you're in the house of God tonight. I'm talking about wounds. How many of you have been hurt? You got to raise your hand. Church. I've been church all my life. Every scar that I got might come from church.
Yes, sir. Me too,
huh?
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to go into no detail. I can preach all night about wounds.
Yes, sir.
My little old bride on the back row in Indiana, my first church. Her crying because he was about to kill me. Major boot camp, preacher. Major boot camp. Had to do it again, I'd do it. I married her. Are you listening? First night she'd ever stayed away from home was her honeymoon night. Huh? Ain't nothing wrong with sheltering you younger. Somebody holler amen.
Amen. Amen.
I ain't going to pack her bags and send them out here and let the devil have them.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And her first night away from home was her honeymoon night, brother. I got off honeymoon, and we left them big nice places in what I done saved a lot of money for to pay. That's about the biggest rip-off I'd ever had anyhow. I mean, I could have bought a whole lot with them three or four knives. Are y'all with me? Come on now. Somebody said, well, them special knives. Well, I understand that, but praise God. When you leave that and go to a 26-foot Terry Camper in Hallsville, Kentucky, and Pastor Shepherd Folk Baptist Church on the backer farm, don't hold that again, but I know what pulling backer and plucking backer and hanging backer, and there's not in a narrow bit of it you could chew. It was all for medicine's sake. Somebody holler amen. Y'all get up and preach against backer. Did you know 80% of all the backer in America goes in medicine? Every one of you in sin didn't even know it. What about that? What about that? I'm sorry, Brother Toby. He'll throw me out on my head more. You all had a little peach between the cheek and gum and just didn't know it. Amen. You study me and see if I ain't telling you. All the backer that old farmer raised, every one of it went to pharmaceutical use. He said, preacher, what do you think about that? I said, you don't want to talk to me about that. Hanging that old barn up in Kentucky upside down, had to hang that backer for about 8, 9, 10 weeks and let it dry out and interior and then break her down, break her stock. I know all about that. Sitting on the back row, and that church come against us. And all we're going to do is buy a whole block and incorporate it and get the church's name and the church's name. Somebody holler amen.
Amen.
And old sister so-and-so stood up and slung the water keys from the back row. And then we'll talk about my wife and we'll know why I didn't have her under subjection. Oh, me. If I know what I know now and was the man that I am now, I'd have been in jail in Owensboro, Kentucky. Somebody holler amen. Are you with me? Tell me what pastor knows everything at 20 year old. Somebody help me pray.
Amen.
I mean, the church I'm at now took it when I was 24. You tell me. And somebody said, how old are you? We don't want to talk about that. You'll see how ignorant I really am. Amen. What do you say? I'm talking about wombs that are publicly, wombs that are privately. Watch this. What about them personal wombs just within the circle of your family?
Amen. Amen.
I'm right in the middle of great counsel with some of my dearest family because of storms and troubles and sin that's overtook their life.
Right.
And I'm telling you, boy, I'm telling you, they know everything about me and I know everything about them, but there's something called grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Are you glad for grace?
Amen.
What about them wounds tonight that are within the circle of your family? And when you want to have a family altar and a family prayer meeting and the devil crawls up on your shoulder and says, boy, you're a fool to try to that. Won't you run the devil off? You're not a fool. Break her down, bow your knee, and call on God right in the middle of a family crisis. Say why? It's because they're part of the congregation tonight.
Amen. Amen.
That God has us ministering to.
Yes, sir.
That's the people of God. Number two, look in your Bible. He said to go on before the people. And what did he say of them? Elders? Take with thee the what? Elders of Israel. Can I talk to you about some elders? Some of you have been in this thing a long time, ain't you? Now I see the congregation. I want you to see some conquerors. Moses said, you can't quit. You got to go on because them old timers.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And then somebody said, I want you to see three avenues of them conquerors. Them conquerors was warriors.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Huh? Glory to God. September 25th, my preacher will turn 80 years old. He's a warrior.
Amen.
He's a conqueror. He's an elder. It's a beatenest thing. Somebody said, them young preachers going to their older pastor. I just don't understand that. Why don't they see where Samuel anointed David?
Amen.
And won't they see when Saul got after David, where did David run to?
Amen.
He ran to Samuel.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to shout hallelujah that there's some elders in my life that when the storms have come and the winds are blowing and the rains are falling, there's some elders of the church that I can run to. conquerors. They were warriors. Not only were they warriors, but they were workers. Huh? If this thing's bugging y'all, take it off. They are worshipers.
Hey,
can I talk to you about worship?
What's good?
Hey, brother.
Somebody said, preacher, who taught you how to preach? Holy Ghost.
Hey, amen.
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 But I've had some tutoring.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Amen.
Right. I've had some teaching.
Right.
Yes,
amen. And I've experienced some transforming.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell, right there, preach.
Yeah.
Somebody will write that down.
Yeah.
I'll preach that in the morning. Amen. I've had some tutoring.
Amen, brother.
You know, it's a beatless thing. Let me tell you something. Y'all all right? I'm a country boy. My daddy taught me how to fish. He taught me how to ride motorcycles. He taught me how to shoot a gun. He taught me how to deer hunt. I'm just going to tell you. He taught me how to build a farm. Huh? I can even whoop up biscuits. I made some cat heads this morning that big around. Bubba, my line. I mean, there's that big around. Me and Bubba, we can only eat one. Hey, you can only eat one of my biscuits.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Somebody said, I thought that mama taught me that.
Anyway.
Said I might need it one day.
Hey.
I've had some tutoring. Daddy taught me a thing. You mean to tell you what we're missing the mark in this generation? We're teaching them everything else. But we're teaching how to teach them how to worship.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We've turned it over to such a spiritual issue. I understand the principle of that. I understand the doctrine of it. But I want you to understand something else about it. I'm glad somebody had enough interest in me to get me off the back row. No offense to anybody on the back row. I ain't saying that. I'm just using it as a principle.
Amen.
And get me down on the front row where the heat was.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, I don't know if you know what Daddy said. He said, son, you need some slobber on you. I said, huh? He said, you need some slobber on you.
Amen.
I said, what in the world? I got on the front row. I wasn't there about 10 minutes and I found out what Daddy's talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Amen.
Get out here where the heat's at. Somebody holler, amen. I had some tutoring. I want to say them elders of Israel. Moses had to go on because they had done conquered the great battles. They had done overcome the powers of Satan. And they had done this. Somebody saw him how. They saw him the way.
And
glory to God. Somebody's got to show this generation. Somebody's got to take that throne. Hey, mate. They wasn't only worshipers and warriors, but there's waiters. I'm going to preach this twofold real quick, and then we'll get them a life point and them clothes. They was waiters by having patience, but yet they was waiters by taking care of people.
Right. Yes, sir.
Huh? Let me tell you what we're doing. And if I'm out of line here, you pastor, a lot of us preachers is turning this younger generation preachers into sorry individuals.
Amen.
Tell them they need to go full time.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know who's full time or not. The way I looked at it, we're all full time. God's called us.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
But I've heard them get up and say, you don't need to never work a public job. I understand the principle of that. But I don't say my Bible said if a man won't work, he's worse than them today. Jesus was a carpenter.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all with me? I'm alive. I'm all
right. Yes, sir.
Now, praise God, my church is doing the best they can for me. And I'm about running ragged right now preaching in these places. God's got doors open. I'm going. And I'm going to tell you something. I know all about dump trucks and dozers and backhoes and track hoes. And I know about hunters and I know about hammers and nails and wood and wiring and plumbing. Say, what are you saying? I want to say, God, help us to show them the way. We don't need everything just handed to us. Please don't lose me right here. I thank God for what the church is doing for me. But this generation ain't having to work for nothing. And that's why we're going down the tube. We need some old timers. Get back close to God. Get in the wee hours of the morning with God. Get over in a place. Elijah was Elijah the king. like his man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm about to burn up. Is that all right? I refuse to be the ordinary preacher. I was over in the hills the other day. He said, I want to get you to come down to church. But he said, I'm a little nervous. I said, yeah. He said, never met nobody quite like you. I said, well, if God will ever give you leadership, you don't need me down there anyhow. Okay. Huh?
Hey. Yeah, man,
right. Amen. Amen. But at the same time, God help us. We need some men of God.
Amen.
Yeah. Now, I got a suit on, but I messed everything up tonight. And I used to try to keep that thing on, because that's what they taught me. But I just can't do it. And are y'all with me? I want to be in my overalls and boots right now, but I can't, because the Lord won't let me, sir. But I've been in on about all day today. Are you with me? And son, when old red-headed John Dorsey's in his bibs and his boots down there at the Walmart or the food line in a nursery, I want them to know there's something different about me.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Hey. Yes, sir, preacher.
You know what I want to become? One of them elders.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
I've got some in my life. Boy, I used to think, boy, they're over under the spotlight and it's just all glory. Well, I found out that there ain't much glory. Matter of fact, I found out there ain't no glory. And it ain't all getting, it's all giving.
Amen. Amen.
Hello. I didn't know how good I had it on the other end, and now I'm on this end because I was asking God for it, and He said, I'm going to give you a little taste of what you wanted. Amen. Huh? You with me?
Right.
But I want you to understand something. I want to be a servant unto God's people.
Amen.
I am not the Lord over the flock.
Amen.
I'm the under-shepherd of the flock.
Amen.
I want to guide them and serve. Did you know a real pastor's job, a man of God's job, is to be a servant to the people?
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But watch out, this crowd wants to hold you under the thumb all the time.
That's right. Amen.
Not interested in running your flesh or life, but I'm interested in talking to you about your spiritual souls.
Amen.
It's my business what goes on inside them four walls in the morning. Ain't a narrow bit of my business, son, what you do down at your house on Monday morning.
Right.
Not a bit of my business, sir. Brother Will's a member of our church. He'll be all right.
Yes,
somebody said, don't single him out. He'll be all right. What are you saying? I want to say we need to be waiters. But yet there's patience on the Lord. You know what's the biggest thing? What took Mom and Daddy 40 years to get, half us wanted to get it in 10 years.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Smoke car may squeak and whine and stop and fill it up with oil and check the gas. But I want you to know something. I'm the fattest red-headed fella in here and I'm happier than anybody, guarantee you. I mean, I plan on stopping and getting me a 99-cent something from somewhere. Hallelujah. Are you with me? I mean, G-Bug done said, Daddy, where we're going? I said, I don't know. I didn't see nothing coming over here. I'm going to have to get in that GPS and find something on my way out. Amen. What do you say? I want to be a waiter. I want to wait on God.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you in your Bible? I see the congregation. I see the conquerors, the elders of Israel. Now, what else did he say? And take thy, say it with me,
rod.
What does that rod represent? Represented authority, didn't it?
Yes.
So y'all forgive me for alliteration. It kills me sometimes. Just absolutely kills me. I want to say, we got to go on because of the captain.
Amen. Yeah.
Watch this. Moses was powerless.
Right.
The power of that rod did not come through the flow of a Moses' hand.
Amen.
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 I'm going to chase me one quick rabbit, and I don't do this in evangelism, but I'm going to do it tonight. Why don't them hold me?
It's too free around here, son. It's too free. Why don't them liberal television boys come down there to where my mama's got about 7 different blood diseases?
They on prison.
Yeah. Help! And all that arthritis and can't hardly walk in the mornings.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And all these heart surgeries, done had heart surgeries, bypasses, daddy too, this diabetes and sugar. Why don't them devils come down there if they got so much power to heal my mama? And then somebody said, you gonna talk about them? No, let me tell you about them right there in Gordon County and Floyd County, right down the road from where we are. They want to have the little Friday night live healing services, honey. Why don't they come? That little deacon's wife of mine that's a dying with cancer tonight. Why don't they go touch? I'll tell you why. It's because they're powerless. Preaching with tonight.
Everybody's
not mine.
Right.
Right. Keep preaching my message in. You know as well as he put it on me.
Come on.
I want to say something before he can take it off.
Amen.
I can remove it.
Well, you're right. You're right, brother.
He knows, don't he?
That's right.
But as God put it on me, I didn't do nothing to put it on me. Somebody said, well, what about your faithfulness and your prayer? All of my righteousness, friend, is as filthy rags.
Amen.
I can't say nothing good about me.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I can say a whole lot about how good he is to me.
Yes, yes.
And so as much as he put it on me, yes, he can remove it, but I can remove it.
Amen.
Right. I want to be real. For y'all with me?
Amen.
I want to be real. I want to be genuine, whole leather.
Huh? Amen.
The real McCoy, not an imitation.
Amen.
And if you want to ask how real Brother Dorsey is, don't go to my favorite preacher friends. Go talk to my wife.
Right?
Yeah. Go talk to my boy and go talk to my girl. Hey, man.
Yes.
Come on, neighbor.
That's right.
Come on, friend.
That's right.
They'll tell the truth.
Right.
That rod, he represented authority. I say he was the captain. And when Moses has laid that rod on the rock and laid it on the water, huh? And it done what God. And somebody said, well, what about the words of Moses? Let's see where they come from.
Amen.
Let's see who got on Moses for Moses to speak in what he spoke.
Amen.
He was the great spokesman.
Sure.
Even though there was a faithless generation around him.
Yes, sir.
And a fearless generation, but there was some that had a heart full of faith and a life full of fear and said, that's God's man and I'm a going with him. And I want to say, glory to God, I'm glad I've got hooked up with God's man and I'm going with him.
Amen. Amen.
What you gotta do is get hooked up with God's man.
Amen.
Now it's not him, it's the rod.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
His way.
Yes.
It's his will. It's his will.
Sure.
It's his way.
Right.
And it's his work.
Amen.
It's not my work.
Right.
It's not my will. It's not my way. It's his will.
Amen.
It's his way. It's his work. Would you play soft? Can I give an invitation? Will you play soft? I'm fixing the clothes. Okay, some of you said, man, think about quitting. Here's how I'm going to close. Hey, Sunday school around here, ain't there? Go have Sunday school. You precious teachers may not have but one child. Two. Four at the most. And you get so discouraged. And you think, man, this ain't worth it. Can I say something?
Let me tell you.
I'm glad Maybelle Nunley didn't quit her Sunday school class when I was the only boy in that class.
Yeah.
I won't quit. Don't let anyone quit if that's a lie. I remember 2, 3. She'd bring a little pint of chocolate milk and a few cookies and give it to us. I'm 35 tonight. I got to go back to my home church the other Sunday night and preach. And I said, Maybelle, I said, how many did you have in Sunday school? She swole up, went crying, them big old tears down her eyes. She said, I had 31. I said, how long have you been a teaching man? She said, about 33 years. I'm glad she didn't quit when there wasn't but me and old Jeremiah in there. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm glad when I moved on out of there, I went on up to the team class. There wasn't but about 4 or 5 of us. I'm glad Brother Beatty didn't quit. And he's done filled the Sunday school room up. Doesn't take 3 bands to get them all together and get them down to whatever they're going to do. Are y'all bearing witness with me? Oh, glory to God. I'm glad the men of God didn't quit when my second Sunday I had 8. Hallelujah. I thought, son, I was going to be the next Billy Graham. But when I got over about 20, and I never could get over 20, and then I had a church split. Amen. And I thought, what am I going to do now? Couldn't even have a choir. Didn't have no Sunday schools now, Brother Will. You come in on some glory days. We got Sunday schools for all ages. Got an adult choir. Got a youth choir. Got a house full on Sunday morning. Got a good choir. Say, why'd you do that? Because I had some men of God that did not quit on their way. Amen. And they come by and fed me on. They some are coming, you need to come up, come on out of there. Hey, some of you preachers, Sunday school teachers, singers, say, I just don't know if it's worth it anymore. God does not measure success on quantity.
Amen.
Quality.
Amen.
Let's stand heads bowed, eyes closed as he plays and maybe sing. Would you come? Let's fill these altars. It's easy to hear these up. You can't quit. Temptation, don't act like you ain't got it. Temptation is evident. Test is evident. Trial. Oh, God, help us. The devil's gnawing on your heels to try to get you to mess up. He's a fight in your mind. He's a fight in your marriage. He's a fight in your ministry. Thank you, just come on. Get you some help. Don't quit. You must go on.
When I first began to walk with the Lord, I did not fully trust Him. How He longed for me to understand that I could. So through the I feel this universe, and why would I ever question his ability when there's no place that I can go where he doesn't know all those things that trouble me? He's always aware of where I am and just what I need, and I believe him now, 'cause after all these years he's been so faithful. He's proven to be true, and nevermore will I doubt or question why, 'cause I've seen him work before, and I know what God can do. Oh yes, I've been through enough, know he'll be enough for me. Yes, I've been through enough to know he'll be enough for me. He's come through too many times that puts my mind at ease for good. And I'll stake my very life that he care of me. 'Cause I've been through enough to know he'll be enough for me. When I first began to walk with the Lord, I did not fully trust him. For me to understand that I could. So through the valley he gently led me, afraid as I could be, until